Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
That it is, that it is. John's not here, so we can really say what we want this time. So I'm pretty sure John's a cop. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
People have asked me.
Chris Fowley's here, though.
G'day, everybody.
How's it going,
here, mate? To talk about the dackweed.
About the weed, marijuana, a.k.a.
the medical dackweed.
Yes, let's start first things first. Obviously, we're trying to, in this country, convince the man that a medicine should be used as a medicine.
That's right. Well, you'd think that would be as straightforward as that, right? You'd bloody think so. Unfortunately, the man is still going around looking for it, and there's been some reports this week of...
If only the man were a woman, eh? I reckon everything would be better.
It'd probably change a bit, eh? Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I was just talking to this today with an advocate. We noticed that certainly in the medical community, we're very overrepresented with nurses and teachers. And as professions,
what do you mean?
And just as people who are involved in medical cannabis,
yeah,
we seem to be, it's like those are the types of people that care about people.
That's good. That's a good place to be over.
We need more.
Yeah.
So in the week that submissions have closed on the medical cannabis bill,
I said to Chris, I was like, so we've got one more day to get a medical cannabis bill in. He's like, no, it was yesterday. And I was like,
poster boy. You're the poster boy right there, man. We're trying to disprove those stereotypes.
What was the feeling on the street? You feel like a lot of submissions probably got
a lot of submissions, a lot of really good, high quality ones. A lot of it, exactly what we were advocating, which is just for people to tell their stories, say how cannabis has worked for them. If other medicines haven't, and the difficulties they've had obtaining it, and just describe what's happened to them. But being aware that these submissions become public, they put them on the internet and that, so
right.
You don't necessarily want your address in there and be saying you're growing it, even
for
medical.
Your email or anything, will it? Right.
Well, if you put it in the submission, it will. So
how did you give the submission? Was it a letter?
You can upload a document, or you can write it into the website. So either way, if you put your details in the actual submission itself, then that will become public.
People are listening to this, they're going,
if you've done that and you're a bit worried, just email the clerk. You'll have their address because you've already done it. But as I say, like, most people wouldn't have done that. They just put their name in the bit that it says to put their name in. But anyway, it did have a bit of a chilling effect. There was a report on News Talk ZB, interview with Shane LeBrun from MCANZ, and he was saying that a significant number of their members that they'd been calling up were just too scared to do submissions.
Yes.
That they were worried that the police were going to go through hoovering up people's details and raiding them. And when you look at what they've been up to, which is including raiding Shane LeBrun, and including raiding Rose Renton, and the Green Fairy who was supplying Helen Kelly. So, this is what the police are doing in the midst of this bill going through. So it's almost as if they want to provoke the bad media coverage so that we get change. Because certainly from a PR point of view, it doesn't make much sense what they're doing right now. If they wanted the law to stay the same.
I try not to figure these things out.
Yeah.
I just leave that to people like yourself.
Yeah. It can be a real, late at night.
current affairs. Cannabis should be decriminalised and taxed to pay for synthetic and meth treatment, says Justice Advocate.
Yes, this is today on Stuff. This is Roger Brooking, who's been very good on these issues. He's Wellington-based. He campaigns a lot on prison reform. He's a drug and alcohol counsellor. He's actually contracted by Corrections to go in there and provide services in the jails. And he's just really, I think, sick of what he can see as the futility of the approach.
Coming straight at it. Deaths from synthetic drugs and surge in methamphetamine are almost entirely caused by cannabis being illegal, according to a Justice Advocate.
Yeah, well, that's right. And what he's kind of saying there is, on the one hand, the budget spent on cannabis is chewing up resources that could be put into helping people who are on meth or synthetics or preventing them from getting it on the first place. So that's on the one hand. It's using up scarce resourcing and using up things like prison beds and hospital beds and rehab beds and things like that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that by making cannabis illegal, you put people in touch. And that's really well illustrated in the Tilly shops, which have you know, it's widely known, sells synthetics now through the tinny shops, yeah, and offer people methamphetamine and things like that. So there is this direct connection that if you're at that kind of gangster end of the retail trade, I really hope no one is, but obviously a lot of people are, and if you're having to interact with that kind of
people... Depends on where you are, isn't it, I suppose?
Well, it depends on your connections and that. Often people who, if you're buying tinnies or 50s, then you're probably getting them off a gang or someone who's affiliated with one. That's the reality of it.
Right.
If you're buying ounces or something, you might not be.
Okay.
You know? But
The claim is backed up by recent figures from the Justice Ministry showing meth is set to overtake cannabis as the biggest drug burden on our court system, and that's fucked.
It really is. That is astounding. That says a lot. When you think about all that's been going on with meth in the last few years, the murders, the violence, and it's still... cannabis is outweighing it as a what they're calling a burden on the system. It's not the burden caused by cannabis. That burden is caused by the law.
Wow, we would save the police and court costs about $400 million if decriminalisation happened. I guess that's a per year.
Yeah. Well, you've got a $300 million the police spend directly enforcing cannabis prohibition, right? That's $300 million from the police.
Wow.
Right. So we were saying this the other day. I mean, a lot of the reason that they want to maintain
decriminalise marijuana and give the police a pay rise.
That's right. And it could be
bigger cops.
That's about $30,000 each a year that they could have a rise of. Oh, yeah.
See, that's
$30,000 each. Or you could
maybe
give
split
them
it with the, split it with the teachers and the nurses. All those people get.
You could give them 3 months annual leave a year instead, and then they could just go and really chill out and have a holiday in that. I mean, you know, there's a lot better things that they could be spending this money on, but what it seems that some of them at least like, the select group that get to play with helicopters, and it seems like they really like that. They get the military involved.
That sounds great.
Yeah, well... So this week as well, they were searching for a missing guy and they came across a cannabis patch and they kind of like suspended the search while they guarded the cannabis.
What? How missing was the dude?
They kept searching, but some of the police were seconded to guard the cannabis, you see. So even there where, you know, they're looking for a person, it's life and death situation and still...
That's
on a
whack.
No, we've found some weed, we better guard that.
He'll be all right. What? Did they find the dude?
Yeah, he walked out himself in the end.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So hey,
was
just
it
back
his
to
weed?
The
No.
Well, yeah, mate. No. Hadn't thought of that, but yeah. Hey, big thanks to everyone that did do a submission. I've seen some really amazing ones. It can be quite cathartic for people that are writing them. They get a lot off their chest, but it's also really daunting and scary.
And
full credit.
I didn't have the balls.
Well, yeah, I'll talk to you about that later. I should have sent you a reminder, perhaps. But the thing is we wanted all the submissions to be genuine and from the heart. And so that for that reason, we weren't kind of engineering them. We weren't kind of cajoling people to do it. It was every submission they've received is a genuine one that is real from a real person. You know, not a form one, not something they've copied and pasted.
Yeah, that's great.
Good on everyone
call.
For doing it.
Let's see what... Hello, you're with Marijuana Media. Chris Fowley's in the house. How's it going?
Good. Very good.
Great. What's going on, man?
Well, I was listening to the... I'll just turn this radio down a bit.
Yeah. We'll turn ours up.
Yeah, turn it down.
Okay, cool.
Last week I was listening to, I can't remember his name, you could have copious amounts of joints in your possession.
This sounds nice and vague. Carry on.
I know what you're talking about.
As long as it didn't add up to an ounce and the police couldn't...
No, it's 100. So the definition of... This is the presumption for supply.
We talked about this.
It doesn't make it legal as such, but there's this level where presumption of supply kicks in, where they no longer have to prove anything at all. The burden of proof switches to you as the defendant. This is the only part of our criminal justice system where this happens. And that is at 10 plants, 1 ounce, or 100 marijuana cigarettes. Now, there's no definition of a marijuana cigarette.
Fuck,
if you took
I love
a sheet
the term
of newspaper,
cigarette, by the way.
Take a sheet of newspaper and roll them pretty damn big, and then just make sure you have 99 of them. You know?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, well, like, you know, what about if I'm just walking down the street with like a couple of buds in my pocket, and they're not even like rolled up?
Well, they're rolled up in your jeans.
Well,
you
then that counts as the 28 grams. They have to be in the form of the marijuana cigarette to get it.
Have to be actually rolled up in a paper.
Yeah, so it's in a rice paper.
Just say you're from Jamaica.
Bleached rice paper or nothing.
And getting let's move in ahead a little bit about the fentanyl.
What do you expect when the government's like, okay, how do we make something better than heroin?
That's
pretty much what the Americans have done, and now everyone's paying for it, including Prince. And now we're paying for it because we don't have Prince music anymore.
Oh,
we're all paying for that.
I mean, I was in there the other day and they gave me some.
Shit.
And it was bloody nice.
I'm fading you down. We can't have this.
I can see the, you know, the desire to have it.
Well, I tell you what, in there's some bloody setting, nice weed out there too.
The medical setting is one thing. You know, if you've got a medical condition or something, but that is something that you nobody wants to mess with.
Be careful, dude. That's 50 times stronger than heroin, that stuff.
Well, I think even more, but certainly the risk of overdose is just way up there.
It's a grunty opioid.
Because I'm allergic to morphine.
Oh, I see.
And that's the only deal. You know, I just said, well, stop giving me morphine.
Cause maybe you should have said something about the DAC.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, man. I'm not joking. If you said that to your doctor, maybe he could have get you on a CBD prescription.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I do.
Do they listen? Chris does. No one listens. They're not going to take responsibility.
Well, no, we're just trying to help you out here, mate. You can actually say to your doctor and get the ball rolling here.
Well, I could, but, like, what are we reading the news? They're all a bit scared to actually say.
Mate, don't read the news.
No. Just listen to it.
All right, mate. Good luck out there.
Gotta say, just we need to make it super clear here, right? This fentanyl is no joke.
This is
one thing in a hospital, but now it's turning up in illicit pills. We've been warning about this for the last couple of years. Tens of thousands of people have died in North America.
Now
it's turning up here, and what they've found 6 months ago was fentanyl diverted from prescription sources. What they're finding now is fentanyl in drugs that are brought in as illegal drugs.
It was brought in and
sold as heroin, right? And it wasn't. It was fentanyl. It could have killed the person that took it, but they were smart enough to get it tested.
Fuck. Hey, caller, how's it going? You're with Marijuana Media.
Yeah, hey, mate. Yeah. Hey, just ring up. I called up briefly earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Just in regards to substituting tobacco for hemp, I think that would be a viable option.
If you're trying to get off the dairies?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I mean, it's less chemicals in it. I'm sure that, you know.
Well, there's no nicotine in it. That's the best bit.
Yeah, and the hemp's got no THC in it, so I suppose as alternative to, I suppose, vaping or, you know, smoking a bit of hemp.
Yeah, no, all for it. Have you heard of Chris people doing this to get off the
Oh, absolutely. It's sold around Europe for that. There's a product called Canasta that you can find online. We used to sell it, and we were at the big day out when that was going, and I was smoking big fat joints of it right next to the head cop, and we're all finding it hilarious because it smells and just like real weed and that, and it was all hilarious. And then a couple of months later, there was customs raiding us, and turned out they'd seen that and they put us under surveillance, it was like, what for? Some hemp cigarettes.
So you still? I mean, and if you got caught with that, you get charged as if you had cannabis. Do they test it for THC?
You would have to prove it, and that could be in court. But the thing is hemp isn't illegal to smoke, but there is a rule that you can't promote hemp for a psychoactive effect.
No.
So I think they had thought we had crossed that line, but the hemp itself was not illegal.
There you go, caller. I think you're on the right track, mate. Maybe give it a hoon. Get off the darts,
isn't it? You know, give up the old durries and tobacco and get on the hemp.
Right on,
there,
man.
That's the one.
Nice one, guys. Love your segment. Cheers, guys.
See you, buddy. Oh, this has been a long one, Chris. We better let you go, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you to all we've got a few texts in there. Maybe we'll read them out a little bit later. But they all seem to be pretty much on the. Somebody wants to know where to get weed on the North Shore. Can't help you there, mate.
Of course, so. Northcote. Just saying.
Thanks, Chris.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Magnified.